Praise the Lord. Can you say praise the Lord? Yeah. This is the Norcross Fellowship Luncheon, and I think we're going to go ahead and start the meeting. Larry Schrader's not here yet, but we'll have to go on without him. Can everybody hear me? Testing, 1, 2, 3, okay. This is the Norcross Fellowship Luncheon. We met pretty much every week since 1985. The purpose is to provide a platform for a businessman to share his faith and how that works in the marketplace. Our main speakers are always businessmen who profess Christ, who are not in full-time ministry and currently employed. And Larry Schrader and I have had the privilege of co-hosting this meeting since 1985. We're not affiliated with any other group. It's just the Norcross Fellowship Luncheon. We do like to highlight other meetings and events that might be similar to this. This is a great day. Not only is it sunny and warm, real warm, but I also have my wife, beautiful wife, Natalie, of 52 years here. My favorite Atlanta brother-in-law, Tom Livernoy. Yeah, that's you, Tom. Okay. And our VP of sales, member of the Trillion Dollar Club, Steve. How about them frequency converters, Shelby? Woohoo! And Tony Webb's going to open the meeting and share a little bit about a charity he's involved in. And so, Tony, if you'd share a word of prayer and then talk about what you were going to talk about.
Okay, all right, thank you. Let's bow heads. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for the fellowship here in your name. Thank you for this beautiful day. Continue to be with our government. Continue to be our local leaders and governor. And be with all our families and friends. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. I just want to let everybody know, I want to thank Jeff. And Jeff probably just, there he is. He brought me 17 pairs of glasses. Now, I tell you what, if you want to go to thelighthouse.com, we verify the address, but thelighthouse.com, and you'll see a process where they'll take your glasses, put them in a machine, they'll take a prescription, and they'll grind them out to that prescription. So some of these cases, some of these glasses you have are $150, $200, $300 frames. Now you've given somebody that can't afford glasses a real opportunity, and I've got glasses that have leopard skin, little purses, you know, very valuable secondhand glasses that somebody either passed away and had or is getting to the point that, you know, the prescription is changed. So thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it. And anytime you want to bring some glasses in to me, just bring them in. If I'm not here, Greg will pick them up for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. It's good to see Kevin here. Good to see you. Thank you for a couple things I want to mention is I have a couple CDs here. We've had a couple guys share that shared here that are in business, but they help with the North Georgia Revival up in Dawsonville. And I have some DVDs of Todd Smith, I think is his name, the pastor of Christ Fellowship Church up there, who shares how God started that and showed him that and some of the miraculous healings that have occurred. They have an x-ray of a lady that has, I think, 40 tumors all over her body. She gets prayed for. She gets dunked in the tank there. And there's an explanation that goes beyond why they baptize. And the next Monday, she went to the doctors and took another x-ray. All the tumors were gone. So they very accurately, amen. They very accurately document the healing, so you can't just say, "Well, I've been healed." But they do a really good job of making sure that that those are very accurately documented. Also, if you have your flyer, our website is nfl-luncheon.com. If you want other information about the luncheon, you can get names of speakers by last name that we've had in the last 34 years. And if they've spoken from 2008 up, you can get to their audio testimony online by putting slash the year there. We don't link that on the website because I think that's something we just kind of do by word of mouth and not let just anybody hear those. But there's other information resources for if you're in a job transition or things like that. So nfl-luncheon.com. If you're here for the first time, you feel comfortable doing so, we'll give you a chance to stand where you are, give us your name, where you work, how you found out about the meeting, and if you're in a job transition, the kind of work you're looking for, and if you're retired, the kind of beach you like to go to. So that's really important to me. So anybody, first time? Oh, okay.
Hi, my name is Carl from Groom. I'm with Virtual Properties.
Oh, good.
This good-looking young man right here.
Awesome. Welcome. Good to have you, Carlton. You're good.
Anybody else?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Courtney Robertson. I am in financial services, so anything from mortgages to retirement to insurance, all that fun stuff. And I'm a guest of Sean.
Awesome. Welcome. Yay. Sean wins the prize for most guests today.
One day. Yes.
Anybody else? First time?
The women are coming, time.
Yes.
The women are coming.
I'm going to, let me just share a little bit more about the luncheon. The luncheon was started in 1985, as I said. I went to my first Full Gospel Businessmen's meeting in March 3rd, 1984, and it's a worldwide organization, and the purpose is just to do what we're doing here, to provide a platform for a businessman to share his faith, how that works in the marketplace, and was started by a dairy farmer in Costa Mesa, California, named Dimas Shakarian. He was was born in Eastern Europe, and his family moved over here, and he was really excited for the Lord. But he saw God revealed this to him, that this was a way to really encourage and restore people's lives through testimonies. No teaching, preaching, or selling, but just what has Jesus done in your life. And, you know, several things happen when you share a testimony. One is it's not something you can theologically unwind. The guy's either or gal's either telling the truth or they're not, you know. It's your choice. You can decide. And the other thing is that it shows how Jesus has intersected in a person's life. For instance, the first one I went to, I was miraculously delivered of alcohol. I had come to know the Lord 3.5 years before that, but struggled with alcohol. And after the guy's testimony, it moved me so much because of many similarities between us that I went up front for prayer. A couple guys asked what I wanted. I said, I just want a closer walk with Jesus. Laid hands on me. I rested in the Spirit, fell down. This was in a ballroom of about 1,500 people were there in Atlanta, downtown Atlanta. And just was out for a long time. Really felt like I was in the presence of Jesus. And my friend Clarence, who invited me there, came up and said, "Hines, are you okay?" And I came up, lifted myself up, and as I picked myself off the ground, the Lord spoke to my heart, and he said, "You'll never want to drink again," March 3rd, 1984. Now, if some of you enjoy a little glass of wine or a beer now and then, don't get nervous. This is not doesn't have to be for everybody, but for me, it was a very important time, and it was supernaturally. It was supernatural. It wasn't something that, you know, I just kind of made my mind, but it was a total removal of my desire for any kind of alcohol. So that inspired me to attend more of those meetings, and then I went to a luncheon in Roswell, but Nan and I worked here in Norcross at Technology Park. We'd started a company called Wegener, which became public, I asked if we could start a luncheon here, and that's how Larry Schrader and I met, and we've been meeting every week for 34 years. And so it's our privilege to do that. We get as inspired as you all do when we hear someone share how Jesus has intersected their life, so it's been a real blessing for us. I'm going to go ahead, Craig, and introduce our speaker, and then Larry can, if Larry comes, let me see if he's coming. Let me, Here's Larry. How about them dog Schrader?
Sean, you're the reason I'm late today.
You also brought two guests.
Yeah, I know that. He told me yesterday he was going to bring somebody. Yesterday, Sean and I were going to visit a man that had a real estate problem. And as we were riding, for some reason I started talking about my colon cancer experience. And as I shared that, Sean asked some questions about it. And we didn't know at that time the benefit of that until later in the day when Sean had a closing and the agent could not attend because she was with her brother who had colon cancer. I called Jenny early this morning, left a message, and she called me back just when I was getting ready to leave to come here. That is the best reason I've ever had for being late. Doing what I needed to be doing. Praise the Lord. You know, as we understand opportunities to share our story and share how we are so similar to the people we're talking to, very rarely do we have something like colon cancer that we can have in common. And you guys can say praise the Lord for that, because it's not a fun thing to go through. But what it is something that connected me and Sean yesterday in the car, and now me and Jenny over the phone, and perhaps me and Rick, because I told her that we would pray for her and Rick as they go through this. They're trying some new medication. His is stage 4. It's already got... Now the cancer is in his lungs, but it's colon cancer in his lungs. But it's weird because he has lived a lot longer than they first told him he was going to live. So with that, Eddie Mayfield is not here, and that was a part of what I told Sean yesterday, that he would hear the rest of the story. I'm going to give you part of that story. Eddie and I had a chicken biscuit yesterday morning, and he shared about, if he was here, I would say he's up in Nashville at all those honky-tonks. But since he's not, I won't say that. But he did go to the Grand Ole Opry and went to a Ricky Skaggs concert up there. And he shared something with me about the Ryman Auditorium. I know everybody's not a country music fan, but the Ryman Auditorium used to be a church. And Eddie told me that story as we sat there. And I suddenly realized a couple of years ago when I went to the Grand Ole Opry, we went on the tour of the Opry House. It's not at the Ryman anymore. But as we stood there on that stage, the circle that's in the middle of that stage, they actually cut out and brought from the Ryman Auditorium. As I stood on that, and I shared with you guys after doing that, as I stood there, there was almost a spiritual feeling I had. And I thought it was because I stood where so many country music artists have stood. And only yesterday did I understand the reason I had that spirit. That was a spiritual spot, because it was at that church. And I was going to have Eddie share that about how the Ryman Church became a church and then the Ryman Auditorium. But he sent me a text. He's running late, working on a deal that he's working on internationally that we talked about yesterday. But Satan didn't like that idea. But here's what we can do. We can hear Eddie's version of that when he's here next time. Meanwhile, what I shared with Shane substituted for what I was going to share. And I'll share the rest. I've told you enough of what I was going to share, Sean. I told Sean yesterday we didn't have time to talk about it. I said, well, you'll hear it tomorrow. So you heard part of it, Sean. Keeping my word, okay? And I can't tell you the rest of it because Eddie's got it so well done because they told him the story. I think Ricky Skaggs told the story. As we think about where we get the stories from, you know, God, I said last week, God was a storyteller. If you don't believe it, read the book. Man, the stories that took place there. And then Jesus comes over and he does parables. He tells stories. And then Paul decides that sounds like a good idea and he feels led to start telling stories. So he starts writing letters. And he starts ministering, amazing, to the Gentiles. Where he hated the Gentiles before God really got a hold of him. As I thought about that this morning, I thought about the fact that I read something Lou Holt said that ties in with this. It says, it's not the load that breaks you down, it's the way you carry it. Now, we can think about a physical load, but we can think about a spiritual load, emotional load, whatever it is. If we try carrying it by ourselves, it'll break us down. If we cast our burdens on Him, like the Scripture says, our burdens are light. Lou Holt said that. Isn't that amazing? The world's greatest football philosopher. He said so many things that were right, and so many of those are grounded on his Christian faith. Thinking about what I shared, where I felt like I had a word to give Tom over at Northlands Church, I'm with you even in the places you least expect. We didn't expect that, Sean. When we're having that conversation, we didn't expect God to be showing up using part of that for what was going to be a ministry platform. In fact, the guy that we went to see, it turns out he's a pastor of a church. And we had no idea, right, Sean? Sean had talked to him on the phone. And we got there, and what a great time we had. Just talking and about so many different things. As we think about the opportunities we have, man, I want to plead with you not to miss those opportunities. We in the business world are constantly looking for opportunities to do a deal. And so many times, salespeople especially, come with a way to help people. What they're trying to do is close a sale. I mean, I know, I've done that. And I still do that. I want to help people, but here's what I found out. There are some people, if you can really develop a trust level with them and recognize what they're really wanting to accomplish, you can help them accomplish it. If you're not so selfish that you make the thing one-sided. Everybody gets what they, maybe close to what they want. I'll say it that way. I don't think anybody in these deals gets all they want in most circumstances. But you compromise and you get something you can live with. And you're just glad to put it behind you. Or glad to not have to deal with it. Because you've worked out a way to get it handled. Scripture, Romans 15:13-15. Says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I myself am convinced, this is Paul, the guy I was talking about earlier. I myself am convinced, my brothers and sisters, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with knowledge and competent to instruct one another. Yet I have written you quite boldly on some points to remind you of them again because of the grace that God gave me. We should recognize that we all have that grace available to us. And we should recognize that because of that grace that He's given each one of us, we have the ability to speak to others in a way that is beneficial to them. In a way that we can be used in God's plan. That we can be the influence to help glorify Him and help get the situation resolved that many are facing that may be an adverse situation. In adversity, so many times, we see God in a way that we could not possibly see Him when things are going well. Through the adversity of Ricky's cancer, I'm believing Jenny and Ricky are seeing God, because after I shared some things with Jenny this morning, or just a few minutes ago, about how many times it becomes a monument as we go through these things and we overcome when we are not supposed to overcome according to the world. We kind of have a monument built there that others can see, but we can see also as we look back and remember, like you've talked about looking in your journal and seeing a place where God did this. And it's so reviving, if you will. Whenever we face anything, we know that God's with us. We may see the storm, and we may have to go through a storm. But the good thing is, we're not going alone. God is with us in that storm. What an empowering thought that is to me. What an empowering feeling to know that I do not have to be afraid of anything. I have to go into it with confidence and peace and joy, knowing that He's already won the battle. Praise the Lord. I want to pray real quick for Ricky. I want to pray for Rick and Jenny. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray that you just reach out and touch Rick right now in the name of Jesus. And let him know that we are praying for him right now. Father, let him have a special time with you. Father, handle that situation. The new drug they're talking about using, Father, let that be the remedy. Impress on him that you have got control. And empower him to speak of good things to others about you, to glorify you. And we thank you for Jenny and her concern. We thank you that she is in prayer for Rick constantly. Father, I lift her up. Empower her to be more than just natural, but to be supernatural as she takes your love forward. Father, just bless us here today, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's praise the Lord.
Craig, you want to get us queued up?